You know that in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." With that invitation, we have to recognize who's inviting us to come. Jesus is inviting us to come. Jesus was announced before the earth was created, before man was created. Jesus was announced as the Savior of the world. And he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest." With Jesus being the propitiation, the go-between God and man, tonight you have the opportunity to come to Jesus, recognizing that right now our sins will be forgiven if we obey the word of God, recognizing that right now we can be saved in a saved state, just as if we've never sinned, justified by being obedient to God's word. Right now, we recognize that being obedient to God, we can come to him and realize that if we die obedient to the word of God, we are glorified, just as if we've never sinned in a body that's not made up of flesh and blood. 1 Corinthians 15, a spiritual body, a heavenly body. We come by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We believe what we've heard, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We come to him by repenting of our sins, changing our mind from that which is evil to that which is right. Luke 13:3, Luke 13:5, Acts 17:30. There was a time when God winked at our ignorance because the word wasn't written. Now it's written. He commandeth all men everywhere to repent. We come by confessing Jesus as the Son of God. Openly, outwardly, our lives reflect that we are Christians, children of God. We come by putting them on in baptism for the remission of sins. Come by going, being buried in the water, rising and walking in the newness of life, Romans 6:4. We come by being obedient to God, and he adds us to his church, Acts 2:47. We find those steps used in Acts chapter 2. When Peter and the rest of the apostles stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached that the Romans and Jews had crucified Jesus, and they cried out, "What must we do in order to be saved?" Tonight, come to Jesus. Be saved. Heaven can be your home if we die in the Lord. As we stand and sing the song of invitation, we encourage you to come.